This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's Supreme Court Tuesday ruled unanimously the military must begin drafting ultra-Orthodox men for compulsory service, a landmark decision that could lead to the collapse of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition, as politically powerful ultra-Orthodox parties, key partners in the coalition, oppose any change to the current system. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
As Israel continues to wage war in Gaza, the court ruled that in the absence of a law that distinguishes between Jewish seminary students and other draftees, Israel's compulsory military service system applies to the ultra-Orthodox like any other citizen. Under long-standing arrangements, ultra-Orthodox men have been exempt from the draft, which is compulsory for most Jewish men and women. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A plane carrying WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has arrived in Bangkok Tuesday for refueling en route to the U.S. Western Pacific Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. There, Assange will plead guilty to a felony charge in a deal with the U.S. Justice Department that will allow him to walk free and resolve a long-running legal saga that spanned multiple continents and centered on the publication of a trove of classified U.S. documents. In a letter to the court, the U.S. Justice Department said Assange is expected to plead guilty to an Espionage Act charge of conspiring to unlawfully obtain and disseminate classified national defense information. AP correspondent Eric Tucker explains the rationale for the deal from the U.S. Justice Department's perspective.
Well, from the U.S. government's perspective, he's already been in prison for several years. And so they believe that this time-served punishment is actually a reflection of the crime that was committed. And so they don't view it from their perspective as letting him off the hook, although the net effect is he does not have to come to the United States to face charges.
Assange is expected to return to his home country of Australia after his plea and sentencing. This is VOA News. The European Union is beginning its first intergovernmental conferences Tuesday with Ukraine and Luxembourg, the first step in the long process of Ukraine formally joining the EU. University of Victoria political science professor Amy Verdin told VOA's International Edition, while Ukraine's membership was sped up somewhat by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, this is the beginning of a long process that begins with aligning Ukraine's laws with the laws and standards of those of the 27-nation bloc.
The EU works on the rule of law and a legal basis. And so there are laws where the EU sets a framework, and then member states have to implement those laws. Some laws are directly applicable to member states, and other laws, they are told you need to do something like this, and then there's a bit of space for the member state to make their laws. But all those legal provisions have to be in place.
Moldova, which applied to join the EU after Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, will also take part in a separate intergovernmental conference on Tuesday. Police in Nairobi fired tear gas at protesters Tuesday as Kenyan lawmakers were debating a finance bill that would impose across-the-board tax hikes. A heavy police presence was established in Nairobi's business district to keep the demonstrators from marching on parliament. Kenya has seen a growing online youth-led movement in recent days against the bill, which the government says is necessary to continue to pay the interest on its high sovereign debt. Nairobi protester Elizabeth Nyaberry said her generation is demanding to be heard.
We are protected by the Constitution. We have a right to picket, and we are here, and we are going to speak and speak on behalf of the young people. This is the voice of the young people of Kenya, and we are very proud that we've come out in large numbers, although they are tear gassing us, but we don't care. We are here to speak for our generations and the generations to come.
Lawmakers have scrapped some proposed tax hikes from the measure, including new taxes on bread, car ownership, and financial transactions. The finance ministry says the changes to the proposed taxes will create a $1.5 billion budget shortfall. Polish President Andrzej Duda has met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping for talks on Ukraine, peace, and bilateral trade during a visit to Beijing that brings the leader of a NATO member to a country that has backed Russia in its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Duda told Xi at the meeting on Monday that relations between the former Russian allied nation and China remain strong. The Russia-Ukraine conflict was on the agenda, and Duda later said that Poland's point of view has been heard. Poland borders Ukraine and Russia's Kaliningrad enclave and has maintained a hard line against further expansion of Russian aggression. She promised a short-term visa waiver for Poles. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.